Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. So CDFIs are changing the world. Will you join them? Community development financial institutions, or CDFIs, are well positioned to aid in COVID recovery in partnership with banks. There's so many different ways that banks can partner with CDFIs to do innovative work and to deploy capital in disadvantaged communities. Now, CDFIs can't do this work alone. They typically partner with banks. They are not your competition. CDFIs make loans that you can't make due to regulatory constraints, which means they're great partners. Reach out to a local CDFI and consider the wide variety of ways that you can partner. I'll share a couple here. You can institute a loan referral program that can be informal or formal. Of course, there's some disclosure requirements for that, but this is a very, very key way that you can partner with a CDFI. To the extent that you can't extend a loan to a small business, for example, you, with proper permission, can refer it to a CDFI. You get to keep the deposits and the relationship, and then hopefully the CDFI then will serve the small business by building their acumen and financial skills and then allowing them to access credit. So then eventually they'll come back to the bank when they are bankable. So referrals, you should definitely consider partnering with a CDFI for referrals. Next, you can serve on the loan approval committee of a CDFI. That would be a qualified community development service. You can also help CDFIs refine their underwriting and their policies and procedures, right? This is stuff that banks are really, really good at. And I bet you your CDFIs, depending on their size and their maturity, might benefit from a second look from a banker. You can also support them in marketing their services. This is something that you have huge marketing teams and they may not. So you might want to consider lending your marketing team to support their marketing efforts from a community development service standpoint. You can also support a CDFI in providing merchant services or other banking services to them. You could even partner on a new markets tax credit project. Anyway, the ways in which you could partner with CDFIs are truly endless. So I hope you'll find a CDFI in your neighborhood, get to know them, see ways that you can partner and support each other through COVID recovery. We need each other more than ever. Better together, deploying capital. I hope that was helpful. I hope that you will consider reaching out to a CDFI. Until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.